KFI Kansas City Community Radio. Stay tuned for the 10th Voice. The views and opinions of this program are those of its host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of 90.1 FM KFI Midcoast Radio Project or its.
This is the 10th Voice, Kansas City's gay and lesbian radio magazine. The 10th Voice, because you refuse to be silent.
Hello, and welcome to the 10th Voice. This is one of your hosts today, Brent Husher. I'm here with
Aaron Sherman. Hey, Brent.
Hey, how are you?
Amazing. How are you?
Excellent. Good. We also have Sandra here in the studio.
Hello.
Welcome. And, of course, we still have Linda.
Happy to be here.
We're happy to have you.
And she's going to be one of our guests today. So
special, special day. So today we have a great show for you. We're going to start out with Sandra. Our first guest today will be Matt Anderson from the KC Care Clinic. And the second half, we'll have Linda Wilson and her wife, Barbara Lee, on. They'll talk about their recent marriage and their different perspectives on their Russian honeymoon.
So we're going to start our show off with the news. Sandra, what news do you have for us?
Oh, every week, so many stories.
So
I've
got
to pick some to highlight, so here we go. Let's start off in Russia. Very interesting. A historic ruling in Russia may mark the beginning of the end to the gay propaganda laws there. In March of 2009, gay activist Irina Fett protested against the regional homophobic law in Ryazan. Fett was arrested, charged, and fined after being found guilty of informing minors about homosexuality. After her appeal was lost in the local court, the case was sent to the UN Human Rights Commission to challenge the arrest. In October of 2012, the UN committee ruled in their favor, describing the law as discriminatory and arbitrary and against the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, violating Fett's right to freedom of expression and protection from discrimination. Fast forward to this week. On October 2nd, the Ryazan Regional Court in Russia agreed with the international ruling and canceled all prior charges and verdicts against Fett. Severe blow to the country's gay propaganda laws. While the law being discussed is the regional gay propaganda ban in Ryazan and not the federal nationwide ban, one ruling could still affect the other. We'll have to keep an eye out there in Russia. In Olympia, Washington, a Thurston County, Washington Superior Court judge has been formally admonished for saying he would not preside at same-sex weddings. Judge Gary Tabor first made the comments during an administrative meeting shortly before Washington's marriage equality law took effect late last year. He reiterated his position to the Olympian in an interview in January. This week, the state's Judicial Conduct Commission noted that judges aren't obligated to perform any weddings. But if they do, they can't discriminate against same-sex couples because Washington law forbids discrimination based on sexual orientation. The commission noted that Tabor did perform opposite-sex weddings, so the commission issued the admonishment Friday as part of a stipulation with Tabor. An admonishment is essentially a warning to a judge. In Virginia, Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli has filed a brief in federal court defending Virginia's constitutional ban on same-sex marriage. In his brief, he cites a 600-year-old religious law found in the Book of Prayers. He also cites the definition of marriage in the Noah Webster Dictionary and also cited several quotes from Justice Samuel Alito's dissenting minority opinion on the DOMA decision. Michael Hamar, an openly gay Norfolk, Virginia attorney, said the citing of outdated laws is usually not a legal tactic, and dictionaries aren't usually used as legal precedent, and many modern dictionaries have already updated their definition of marriage to be gender neutral anyway. And he noted that pulling quotes from the minority losing opinion doesn't make sense because the arguments he's using were from, well, the losing opinion. We'll stay tuned in this case to see how Cuccinelli's arguments play out in Virginia. In Oxford, Mississippi, an audience consisting of mostly University of Mississippi students, including an estimated 20 Ole Miss football players, disrupted the University Theater's department production of The Laramie Project Tuesday night, heckling cast members and shouting anti-gay slurs. The school's student newspaper, the Daily Mississippian, reported the cast members said the audience became so disruptive at times that they struggled to complete the play. Ole Miss President Dan Jones and Athletic Director Ross Bjork released a joint statement on Thursday afternoon saying they strongly condemn the behavior exhibited Tuesday night. The statement says the incident included freshman athletes from several different sports, and it was clear that some students badly misrepresented the culture of the university. In Pennsylvania, openly gay state representative Brian Sims from Philadelphia joined with a straight colleague, Representative Steve McCarter, on Thursday to introduce the Pennsylvania Marriage Equality Act. Sims said a majority of the state's residents now support marriage equality and pointed out that such neighboring states as New York, Maryland, and Delaware already have gay marriage. With a Supreme Court ruling on the Defense of Marriage Act, it became apparent that Pennsylvania cannot continue to be stuck in the past, Sims said. This is a civil rights issue facing our LGBT community. And in Pennsylvania, staying right there in that good old state of Pennsylvania, Governor Tom Corbett sparked controversy this week when he said that the marriage of a brother and sister is a much better analogy to gay marriage than the marriage between children. The Pennsylvania Republican was speaking to WHP-TV in Harrisburg, speaking about the controversy over his own lawyers previously comparing the marriage of gay couples to the marriage of 12-year-olds. It was an inappropriate analogy, Corbett said. I think a much better analogy would have been brother and sister, don't you? Corbett later issued a statement saying his words were not intended to offend anyone. Openly gay state representative Brian Sims responded in a Facebook post. No one, not even his own party, would argue that Governor Corbett is an intellectual heavyweight or even a particularly thoughtful person. And we're going to end the news segment today with a very sad and heartbreaking story out of Belgium. A trans man has chosen to be killed after his body rejected surgery to complete his transition. Nathan Verheist, 44, from Belgium, said he had unbearable psychological suffering and asked a doctor to euthanize him. On Monday afternoon, he died from a lethal injection. In 2009, Verheist started hormone therapy and had a mastectomy. Last year, he underwent bottom surgery, which was showing signs of rejection by his body. Hours before he died, he said that when he looked in the mirror, he was disgusted with the results and did not want to be a monster. Verheist informed his family of his decision to die in a letter and recalled how his mother had loved his brothers but appeared to hate him because he was born in the body of a girl. Verheist's mother confirmed she had not wanted him and told a local newspaper that when she saw the baby's name for the first time, her dream was shattered and she called her baby girl ugly. She continued in the newspaper interview saying, "For me, this chapter is closed. Her death does not bother me. I feel no sorrow, no doubt, or remorse. We never had a bond." So on behalf of the trans community, I would like to say, Nathan, you are missed. You are missed. And that is the end of the LGBT news today.
Sandra, thank you for bringing us the news around the world. Sorry that we have to hear the good, and well, I'm glad to hear the good, and it's sorry that we still have to hear so much bad. So thank you, Sandra. We'll hopefully be able to talk to you again soon.
I'm going to go in and man the phone, so I hope people start calling in and donate.
You know, that's a good segue, actually, Sandra. We're going to take our first pledge break. We'll be back to our regular show and our next interview with Matt Anderson from KC Care Clinic, but we're going to take just 3 minutes away from regular programming to talk about why we're doing this little bit of asking you for money.
So if you would like to talk to Sandra on the phone, this would be a great opportunity now to call our pledge line.
I didn't mean to interrupt. If you want to call that pledge line, how might they do it? There's a phone number you can call toll-free.
Yeah, toll-free, the number is 1-888-931-0901.
Or go online at kkfi.org. Sorry to interrupt you there.
Oh, no problem. And we take any amount, large or small, and it's to keep the station running. And we do this twice a year. And the reason is because we are a listener-supported station, and so we need listener support to continue running our station.
Well, you know, again, this is Brent Husher, 10th Voice host and KKFI volunteer. I ask you for your support during our fund drive. And one of the things that really is special that we do here on the 10th Voice, and I hope you, the listener right now, understand, is we bring you that news and public affairs. Just look at what Sandra brought to us today. If you're listening to commercial radio, if you're watching local broadcast news, you're just not going to get these stories. So I just think that's something special that we are able to do that others aren't doing.
Yes, Sandra tailors that news for our show. You would have a very difficult time, you know, this is Aaron, by the way, you would have a very difficult time going online or listening to a radio station that focuses on LGBT news and hearing it from an international perspective.
Right, and I think that's sort of what's special about community radio. It gives you, the listener, an understanding of the nation and world through its event and its people who shape that world around us. I mean, the fact that we can go from the news stories of Nathan, a sad, sad story there, to some local stories that, I mean, having Matt talk about KC Care Clinic and all the things happening there, or hearing about our very own Linda and her wife, Barbara, Russian honeymoon. I mean, that's just not what you're going to get in other places, right?
It's not.
So if this is the kind of community support radio that you want to continue to hear, call us now at 888-931-0901.
We have people manning the phones right now, and they'll be happy to hear your suggestions for radio shows. They'll be happy to just talk with you, and of course to help you donate your hard-earned money to support our radio station.
Yeah, and you know, at this time I think I'd like to hear from our good friend Charles Ferruza, just because I think it's nice to remember that what we're doing is not boring. So let's listen to what Charles Ferruza has to say about why community radio is important.
Hello, this is Charles Ferruza asking you to support KKFI, your community radio station where you hear radio like you've never heard it before. Kansas City's a great town, but can you imagine how boring life in this city would be without the terrific music, the lively voices, the unique topics and discussions you get 24 hours a day at KKFI? We give you life as you've never heard it before. If you want entertainment and information that you can't get anywhere else, if you share KKFI's mission, then call 888-931-0901 and make your pledge today. That's 888-931-0901. Or, if you'd prefer, go online to kkfi.org and make your pledge. Call now at 888-931-0901.
And welcome back to KKFI. This is the 10th Voice.
Yeah, and thank you, Charles Ferruza, for reminding us, even on the 10th Voice, that we provide something that just is not boring. And speaking of not boring, we have our first interview today.
We have Matt Anderson here from the KC Care Clinic.
Hello. Thanks for having me. Thank you.
So, Matt, we brought you on the show for several reasons. You have your little tentacles everywhere in Kansas City, I feel.
I don't know about that.
If the listening public could see all the tentacles in here, it's amazing.
Lots of tentacles.
Have you seen
Alien,
anyone?
No. Yeah.
So, Matt, you were recently hired at the KC Care Clinic. It
right.
used to be the Kansas City Free Health Care Clinic.
Right. We just changed our name January 1st to KC Care Clinic.
And you were hired there. I heard that they created a position for you.
Well, they just kind of revamped a position, but it's the Marketing and Development Coordinator Special Events.
Well, tell us about that. Well,
yeah.
I love that title. It just rolls off the tongue.
Doesn't it? Yeah, it's just real easy to tell everybody what I do. I just basically kind of help them out with their big campaigns. They do like three main events every year. Their signature events. We do Fuzzy Photos KC, that also benefits the KCSPCA, which is the
animal shelter.
Yeah, the animal shelter, and people get to take pictures with their pets and raise money with it. It's really fun and cute. And then we have an event called And the Beat Goes On, that was started up by a group of women to support a clinic called Vicky's Clinic at the KC Care Clinic, which focuses on women's heart health. And then we have Bloom, which maybe that's our biggest event. You know, we're probably most well known for that event. It's the biggest party that we throw. It's one of the best parties in Kansas City. And last year it raised over $270,000 for us. So it's
that's
really
a significant event.
It's a pretty significant event. It's one of our that's our biggest one. So that's what I'm going to be working on.
Well, okay. The KC Care Clinic. For some listeners, they may just see that as a place to go get tested for HIV. Mm-hmm. What else does the KC Care Clinic do for Kansas City?
Well, that is very true. Our HIV care and support part of our clinic is huge. It's one of our biggest things that we do there. We've got one of the best models in the country, but we do a whole bunch of other things. I mean, we're a full-service clinic. We provide general medicine. We do clinical trials and research, community services, things like, you know, substance abuse counseling, therapy, any sort of therapy that you might need. We do all of that stuff. So it's, I mean, you know, actually our biggest thing there, our biggest diagnosis is hypertension. So people don't know that. They think that we're just an HIV/AIDS clinic, and we really serve a lot more than just that. But we do have great HIV care.
For the folks who might not know hypertension, I happen to know all about it. What would the common folk call that?
I don't know.
I would call it high blood pressure.
That's
right?
What it is. Yeah.
Right.
I just know that that's. I'm like, I was told to say hypertension. You know, well, I don't have it, so.
It is high blood pressure.
You know, so, and diabetes, I think, are our two top things that we actually treat there at the clinic. So.
Well, this would be my plug for. You may think you're totally fine. You could be running. But there are also these genetic predispositions, uh-huh. as I've learned about. And you don't, the thing about blood pressure is it's silent. Unless you're really going to get it checked out, you might not even know that you have the risk of stroke, blindness, heart attacks from caused by that hypertension.
Well, and that's why Vicky's clinic was actually started up, if I could segue into that.
Let's do it.
One of the women – no, can't talk about it. Sorry. One of the women that started up, her sister actually died of heart disease. She had no idea she had it. She was 53 years old, sitting there talking to her husband, and then – gone the next minute. Like, literally, that's how it happened. So she started up this whole grassroots campaign of this party called And the Beat Goes On. And then, you know, that's how that clinic got started. It's all about women's heart health and getting you screened and making sure that we get things, you know, tackled ahead of time. I mean, that's the number one killer of women right there, heart disease. So.
Right. And I think what folks don't realize is the symptoms of heart disease in women or a heart attack in a woman is different from the ones that we hear about for men, right?
Yeah.
My grandmother also passed away of a heart attack. So you really, once you lose someone, you're like, oh, well,
then you start
looking at it.
Yeah, educating yourself a little bit more about it. But so that's kind of what we do in a nutshell.
You are also affiliated with with a nonprofit called the Millennial League.
Yes,
and
the Millennial League.
What do you do with the Millennial League?
I am the communications officer over there. I'm like their vice president of communications is my title for that. But I'm on the board for that. We started this group up about 5 years ago. Actually, Chadwick Brooks and Ryan Gove had the idea to do this. We're the younger faction of the AIDS Service Foundation, which is the community that they're the group that puts on AIDS Walk and raises all the money for AIDS service organizations like the Kansas City Care Clinic. So now I'm sort of helping out my clinic in my free time as well. So that's fun. But we raise awareness about HIV/AIDS amongst the younger generation. We do a lot of events. We do monthly tea dances is what we call them on Sundays at the 303. So that's a lot of fun. We've got a Halloween one coming up. We're going to have a Halloween contest, $500 door prize. That's October 27th.
I will tell you that the competition is very stiff.
Very stiff. It's been amazing that we've done this is our third one. The last two have been really great. And then we have our annual event called Valoween. That's like our mini, mini bloom. Very small bloom. Not as big, but.
What can you tell us about that?
About Valoween?
Yeah, I hear there's been all sorts of secrecy around
there. There is. Well, this year it's our fifth year, so this is a big year, so we're planning it around that, and all I can tell you is it's going to be an exotic adventure. Maybe that's all I can say.
When can people find out about?
Well, they can go to our Halloween party at 303 on October 27th, 4 o'clock. And we're going to announce a theme there.
Perfect. And we'll put that on our community calendar so folks can can find out about that. Can you give us a date on the other event?
I have to pull out my calendar here. I know it's usually before Valentine's Day, so that's why we do it. You know, it's Valoween. Get it? Valentine's, Halloween, sort of a thing.
I don't know.
Yeah, nobody gets it. honestly, it was like a college party that we all did. We're like, well, let's call this big signature event this party we did in college all the time. So we did. And it's going to be like, it's usually the weekend before Halloween.
The Friday.
Or Valentine's Day. Sorry. So it's
before
the Friday
Halloween.
Before. Uh-huh. Yeah. So, you know, it's kind of like if you're single, come and hang out with us. If you're not single, you can still come hang out with us. But we, last year we did, our theme was Neon Nights. So that's kind of what we do. We theme it just like how Bloom does. You know, Bloom last year was Speakeasy.
Right.
This year it's Black and White Masquerade. Last year was Neon Night, so everybody got dressed up in, like, black...
fluorescent colors.
Yeah, fluorescent colors so that black lights could, like, reflect you or whatever.
Right.
And we had body painting. We had a great DJ, DJ Ib Scott. And Daisy Bouquet was our host, so...
Not to be confused with Bucket.
Right, not Bucket.
Not Bucket.
Or maybe Bucket. So, I don't know the exact
date. It's all right. We don't have to know the exact
date.
Well, we have some time.
I will let you know.
Great. And so the Millennial League gives money to the Casey Cataphonic, essentially?
I mean, it filters in that way. Yeah, I mean, all of our money actually is raised for the AIDS Service Foundation. And then, you know, we give them that, and then they disperse it to the ASOs, the AIDS Service Organizations.
Which are Hope Care Center.
Hope Care Center, Good Samaritan Project, Save Inc., and the Kansas City Care Clinic.
All right. Is there anything that you want our listeners to know about HIV, about the Millennial League, about the Casey Care Clinic?
Know your status.
That
would be our biggest thing that with Millennial League, our mantra is wrap it up. I'm wearing the shirt right now. Everybody in KCA, you can't see it, but...
Oh, but you know what? I can take
really
a picture.
Cute, right?
And
you
we'll
can
post
oh,
it,
we can
we'll
take
post
a picture.
It on Facebook so people can go and see it.
Yeah, it says wrap it up, so please do that.
When and, you say you wrap know, it up, what do you mean?
Put a condom on it.
I don't understand.
Yeah, you gotta wear a condom if you're gonna do it. Basically.
And
to get real frank.
These shirts are amazing, and they're for sale at some of your events.
Yeah, we're actually at the out in Crossroads today, doing that over at the Hamburger Mary's.
What is out in Crossroads?
Well, it's this new, like, festival. Outfest is what they're calling it. And there's a whole bunch of vendors there. They've got the drag queens performing on a big stage.
LGBT focused.
And they did it last night at First Fridays, and it was awesome because there were a whole bunch of, you know, normal people walking around. And it was like,
oh, wait.
Who are all these crazy people?
I'm sorry. There's the normal.
And yeah, there's the gays, gays. You know.
So you'll be...
Johnson County was there. They were all like, who are these people? So...
If people want to come talk to you, the Millennial League has a table.
We have a table. We're selling hats. We're selling T-shirts. Telling you all about our tea dances. Giving you
Perfect.
Condoms.
Look for the 5-foot condom.
Look for the 5-foot condom guy. We have one.
Perfect. Well, is there anything else you'd like to leave with our listeners?
No.
Answered. Well, thanks a lot for coming.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that was Matt Anderson. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you guys so much.
And I think we're going to go to a just a short announcement, and then we're going to come back to our second pledge break.
Funding for KKFI provided by the Weekly Forum at All Souls UU Church. Each Sunday at 10 a.m., the forum will feature a discussion on community issues. All Souls UU Church is at 4501 Walnut Street, one block east of Main in Kansas City. More information is at allsoulskc.org.
This Way Out, the International Lesbian and Gay Radio Magazine. I'm Greg Gordon. Affirmations and accusations compete at the UN General Assembly. A gay games planner explicates Olympic politics. And dysfunctional family fun blooms in Petunia. All that and more this week because you've discovered This Way Out.
This Way Out airs 2 p.m. Saturdays, right after the 10th Voice.
Hey, and welcome back. We're coming to our second pledge break. This is Brent Husher. I'm one of the KKF volunteers and the co-host of The 10th Voice this first Saturday. I wanted to start out with saying some thank yous to our listeners that have been calling in or going online at kkfi.org. Judy from Lawrence, Kansas. Thank you, Judy. Also, Ralph Silgeman, did I get that right, and Wayne Cortes. Congratulations, they're on their way to New York to get married. And again, they've given to KKFI and the 10th Voice.
And a shout out to Elizabeth. Thank you, Elizabeth, for also giving to the 10th Voice.
So we're coming up. We're going to, by the way, we're just going to take about 7 minutes out of our programming time to have this little pledge break. We also have Barbara Lee here in the studio. So, Barbara, if you want to talk during this pledge drive, feel free to come in.
Okay.
How KKFI helps you. You know.
Uh-huh. So. Okay.
it saved your marriage.
Absolutely.
So after we get through this 7 minutes, we're gonna come back and we're gonna talk with Linda and Barbara. But just so you know, that phone number is toll free 888-931-0901.
So pledge drives are a necessity in the listener-supported radio segment.
Right. If folks don't know, all of our money, almost all of our money, is coming from listeners like you.
Yes. And without that money, the radio station wouldn't be able to function, and we wouldn't be able to offer you the amazing program we hear, the amazing programming we have here at KKFI, including the 10th Voice.
Right. I mean, the fact is, we have local stories here. Where else are you going to hear about the 10-foot-tall condom waving itself down in the crossroads?
Yes. Or 5 foot, but yes.
You know me. I embellish
exactly, yes.
But yeah, that's sort of what we do. We have that local angle.
We do. And we are very, for a radio station, we are easily contactable. I may have just made up a new word.
It works. I mean, KKFI's mission, right? That's what we're getting at, is to listen to you, the listener.
Exactly. And so if you have any story ideas, you have questions, you want to get involved, you just email us, and we the 10th Voice at kkfi.org, or just go to kkfi.org and you can email the head person.
And we'll make it work.
And we'll make it work. But unlike other radio stations, we listen to the listener. We want to create programming for all of you out there.
Barbara, what do you think?
Well, when you were talking about that crossroads event, I didn't know about that. I'm sorry to say. I must have had my eyes closed for a while there, but I didn't even know. And I was thinking, this radio station's community radio, but it is in the community and it is of the community.
Right.
And the station itself literally sits right in the middle of the Kansas City community. Yes.
Yeah.
So you find out about events going on around town. Things related to LGBT community and other things too.
Yeah, and in fact, when we get to the community calendar, we'll talk a little bit more about Out in the Crossroads. There's just a lot of LGBT things happening this month.
There are, and that information may not be spread on other radio stations, unfortunately.
Right. Well, you know, that's sort of the role of community radio, and we want to keep you listening to KKFI, and the way you can do that is pledge. And I think the people in this room, we're here on our own. We put in the time. We're volunteers. We're not paid to
be
here. But there's something special here that we want to keep going. And it only happens with your help. You can do that at 888-931-0901. And I ask you to call because I think the things we do on this program especially is just amazing. We talked about the news. We have the calendars. But being able to hear from two folks... Mm-hmm. Two of my favorite folks.
Well, the other thing that's special about the 10th Voice is in KKFI is the time that it's on, because most gay and lesbian shows are on in the evening or late at night.
Sort of hidden?
Yes, on a Sunday or a weeknight, and 10th Voice is here on Saturday during the afternoon, where it's easily listened to by many, many people.
And, you know, it's accessible.
Yes.
It's very accessible. And actually, I think now we're offering this program on podcast.
Oh, we are. And in fact, if you're not listening live right now, it's still not too late to go ahead and make your donation. Call or go online. The phone number is 888-931-0901.
Or kkfi.org.
Yeah, just be sure to identify that you're giving the money to the 10th Voice.
I agree. I mean, yes, just put
because
in a little comment.
Everybody looks to see whose show raises the money. And they do take that in consideration when they think about changing the schedule. So it is important to know and important to give and for the listeners to show the support, because you're telling the radio station that you want to continue to hear the show. And it's important.
Yeah, that's the way that's your vote. You're actually voting to support what we're doing.
That's right.
With your money.
It's kind of like Survivor. It's a competition. And we would like to stay in this time slot. Mm-hmm. And so show your support by...
I didn't think you needed to wear the wetsuit today, though.
Well, but you should see Aaron in this wetsuit.
Thank you.
There are actually these men here that are, like, spraying him down with oil. I don't know what's going on.
I was expecting it to be warmer outside. But...
Well, the slip and slide is exciting.
So, you know, beyond voting for our show or voting for the Aaron in his wetsuit, thank you for bringing that up, Barbara.
You didn't notice?
I hadn't noticed, but now I can't stop looking. for those of you willing to make a donation by credit card today, at the $90 level, you get a fantastic T-shirt. But I think the $150 or more level is much more interesting. What do you get?
Well, for $150, you get to have a guest DJ spot on our show. And what that means is you come in for the duration, the entirety of our show, and you choose the music, and you're essentially, you know, it's your call on what's happening on the 10th Voice.
Actually,
it's actually the music shows.
It's only the music shows that you can have a guest DJ spot. They can't do it on a public affair show.
Right. So even, you know, you can come do a music show, but I bet we might be able to
work in an interview for you. Local showcase.
Yeah. I think we could let you do a community calendar time.
Yes, yes. That'd be great.
Read Green Eggs and Ham.
You had to bring
and then we have a $90, we have the T-shirt, $150 the guest DJ, or more. And then once you hit $200, and yes, that's all by credit card.
Right.
Once you hit $200 or more.
I'm sorry, Aaron.
No, you're fine. Then you get both. You get the T-shirt and also the ability to come on one of our music shows and play what you want to hear.
So basically what we're getting around to is if in fact you appreciate what community radio is doing for you, if you appreciate hearing the stories that we're bringing to you, this is your way of voting for KKFI and the 10th Voice. And how do you think you can do that?
By calling our pledge line at 1-888-931-0901, or for those people that are online savvy, you can go to kkfi.org.
And I'm going to say one more time, because I know folks are listening on our podcast because I've seen the statistics. If you're listening later, please think about supporting the show and the station and putting in those online notes that you are listening to the 10th Voice.
Yep.
So I'm wondering if we might listen to just one of our pre-recorded messages. Do we have the commercial radio?
The matching gift or sustaining?
Why don't we listen to the sustaining gift? And then we're going to come back and listen to Linda and Barbara, and we're going
to
talk all about
for you to support the programs you trust and rely on through secure, automatic monthly payments from your credit card, debit card. Spreading your support over time is easier on your budget. Plus, it gives KKFI the security of a steady, reliable stream of program support. You'll feel good about knowing that you're continuing to support KKFI's vital service to our community. To sign up to be a sustaining member, call now at 888-931-0901. That's 888-931-0901. Or go online at kkfi.org. Call now, 888-931-0901.
So you have a couple options when you give to KKFI and the 10th Voice. You can either make a one-time donation, which we certainly love.
Or, I know I do.
Yes. For those people that just want to just give and go. Or you can make a monthly – you can sign up to make monthly pledges, and we will take that out of your account once a month. So, and it's completely painless. You know, you don't have to worry about calling us every month. It gets taken out. So you have those two options when you call.
So if you wanted to give like $120, but you didn't have the whole thing right now, you could give $10 a month and you'd hardly even feel it.
Yeah.
And it would be a nice donation.
How much are you paying for Netflix at home? Like, how much is it worth to you to have these shows coming to you? So it is a good way to think about it.
Yeah. Or skip a couple. Fancy coffee drinks a couple times a month, and that's your pledge.
One fewer of these wetsuits. Think about all the oil you're wasting right now. So anyway, okay. So we're gonna take a break from our pledge break time, and we're gonna come back and actually talk with Linda, our own Linda Wilson, and I think Barbara, you are our own as well.
Oh yes.
We're gonna talk about what are we gonna talk about now?
Well, I guess we're invited in here to talk about our trip to Russia, which is
getting married.
I want to hear the whole thing, and I want to hear the both perspectives. She said.
We got married on a Monday and left for Russia on Friday.
Well, it Sounds perfect.
Yes.
And now we were motivated to get married. We've been together 17 years, but we were motivated to get married by Obama's statements about federal retirees, federal employees in the military, and how he would see to it that they would get the same benefits no matter what state they lived in. If they were married in a legal state but didn't live in that legal state, they could still get the benefits. And that was motivation for us because Linda's a federal retiree. And
we'll see what benefits we can get.
I can't wait to hear about that.
I mean, we're still
working on that.
We've considered ourselves married for a long time,
yes.
But it was fun to make it. Yeah, we went to Iowa, in Ames, Iowa.
Tell us about that.
Well, I had some contact people that I kind of knew in Ames or Des Moines, and I just contacted them. And
well, the minister at the church in Iowa did his internship here at All Souls in Kansas City,
yeah.
So
oh
we
God.
Were recommended to him.
Yeah, we had a little connection there, mm-hmm. and he was just thrilled to do the ceremony. It was just informal. It was Linda and I and our granddaughter, and a couple of people from the church stood up with us. So it was very informal and kind of quick, but it was really fun.
A shotgun wedding is what you're saying.
What?
A shotgun wedding.
Yeah, sort of. But it was it was serious and very, you know, there was a nice message by the minister, and we were the first.
He was so nice. He was so excited about marrying us because he had done several gay weddings, but he never married two lesbians, and so we were his first lesbian wedding.
Oh, that's so
and
nice.
He had it all prepared, and he had music, and he had
from Women's Song.
No, I don't think so. But it was very appropriate what he had, and mm-hmm. and he wrote some very nice things to mm-hmm. say in the ceremony, and the two women that came to stand up for us, one of them gave us a present, and they were just so loving. They were so excited about having our wedding and at their church, and so you know it made it really special. Even though it was just Barbara and I and our granddaughter Marin went with.
And then we took the certificate and we raced over to the next city where they had a county seat, where there was a county seat, so we could record it. We just felt like we wanted to have that marriage recorded before we went to Russia.
Right.
I don't know what
just in case.
I don't know what, yeah, just in case. We don't know what, but just in case.
Well, something happened, even though they don't recognize it there. We have proof that we are a family and a couple, you know.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. For some reason, it just felt like we should do it before we went to Russia.
So we kind of thought of that trip as a honeymoon, but it really was after the fact because we planned the Russia trip.
Before the marriage.
Quite a ways before the marriage, but...
And I think Elizabeth started that rumor about
that
the honeymoon.
It was a honeymoon. But that was okay.
I mean, you don't usually go to Russia for your honeymoon.
Well...
Not to Russia with love, I
mean, I know so many of my gay and lesbian friends are thinking, where's a better place to honeymoon? Russia. They love the gays and the lesbians, right?
St. Petersburg is wonderful.
Uh-huh.
I think it's
a good
city.
What did you guys see? I mean, what
did
you ladies see?
We didn't just go to Russia. We started out by going to Helsinki, and we were there a couple of days.
And then Finland.
Mm-hmm. And Finland is very open and accepting. I mean, I think, is it legal in Finland?
I think
probably.
So. I think so. It's a Scandinavian country.
Most of the Scandinavian countries, they were one
they're
of the first.
Hip.
They are, and they're very, they're just really nice and warm people. We had a really great time in Helsinki, and then we went to Estonia, which is in
Tallinn,
Estonia. And that country is only 25 years old.
It's a baby.
It is, and it got its freedom by the country coming together and singing.
Oh, this is a story. Check this movie out on Netflix. It's called The Singing Revolution. It gives you chills. These people got their freedom.
150,000 or 300,000 people came. I can't remember the exact number.
Out in the street.
They came out and just sang. They all came together and sang.
They're a culture that sings for everything, but they got their freedom by singing.
I'm a little teary, I'll be honest. First, we have a church wedding for my two lesbian friends here. We have freedom through song. My goodness, this is not
music
what I expected today.
Music is magic.
Music is magical. Linda and I were talking about this earlier.
Yep. So then from there, we joined a group on a river in St. Petersburg and got on a riverboat. which remained parked in St. Petersburg for three or 4 days.
Well, we should talk about the trip to through the border. That was kind of interesting. We were told you probably don't remember. We were told not to do certain
I probably don't remember.
Were you drinking?
We live in our own, everybody has their own reality, you know?
I know I do.
Well, I just remember our tour guide telling us that we couldn't joke around or anything at the border. The Russian guards take it really seriously, and we had to go through a certain protocol, and we had to get out.
They probably had their semi-automatics,
at
other
border
right?
crossings, we didn't really have to do anything. They just took our passports and gave them to the border guards, and we didn't have to connect with them at all. But right. we had to hold our – they came through and checked all of our passports. You know, for each one is personally, we had to hold it and show it to them.
I think it's a little carryover. Russia's made a lot of progress. They've only been – the Soviet Union only broke up 23 years ago.
Right.
So there's a lot of people our age who remember living under the Soviet system. But there's some things that are very, very slow to change. Evidently, the border crossing is one. So they're pretty strict about that.
And it was the longest border crossing we had on the trip. So
yeah.
We got off the plane in Helsinki. There was nothing. I mean, we just walked out and got our luggage and left. You know,
went and got something to eat. So once we got across the border, we went to St. Petersburg, and absolutely the most beautiful city I've ever seen. We were living on our riverboat, parked there for 3 days. This company that we traveled with, Grand Circle Travel, just took us to all the greatest sights. But I will back up a little bit and talk about our slight fear.
Yes.
Before we went, when we booked this trip, it was just a romantic idea. I had to go to Russia. Oh, wow. I didn't know what I would see. I didn't know if I would see grungy buildings and people marching down the street. I was very...
Everybody wearing gray.
Uninformed.
Right.
And then, just before we left, we started hearing these news reports about anti-gay movement, and Putin doesn't like gays, and...
You could be arrested for holding hands.
Yeah, so...
Well, that's all him trying to hold on political power.
Well,
right? We've
yeah.
seen this before, right? We
right.
scapegoat
yeah.
a group, because that's...
Well, yeah. We were a little...
We thought over a weekend about it. Because people were telling us we shouldn't go, because we wouldn't be safe there.
Like friends. Not people who have been there, just people from Kansas City said.
Who had been hearing the reports, and so yeah. we talked about it. And
well,
I
joked with you, but I don't think I ever said don't go. Mm-hmm. I just sort of gave the
joke.
Well,
a lot of people were seriously telling us not to go. And so Barbara made a call to the company and talked to you. Want to talk about it?
I called on a Sunday. And this guy called me right back, and he was very, very gay. And
wait, how do you know?
I don't know.
Okay, girlfriend.
Audience. Yeah.
This is the 10th voice on 90.1 KKFI.
You're going to Russia. I would not give them any money. I mean, I'm telling you, it just wouldn't be safe for me to be there. Of course, you can see me coming a mile away, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, you're right. He might have been gay.
And,
no, he said he was.
And so he kind of took this out of,
he took it very seriously.
Might not be so good, but I don't know that our CEO realizes this. And I'm going to talk to them. Well, they all need to know. I'll call you back right away tomorrow. And meanwhile, look at some alternatives for your trip. And we thought about it over the weekend. We said, we're going to look like just any two old ladies in the crowd. We're going to be two old ladies in the crowd. We are not going to stand out. We're not going to carry flags.
They'll think we're school teachers or nurses or something.
Yeah. So we decided there wasn't any place else we really wanted to go except for Russia at that point. So, but they called us back and said, we'll make sure you're safe. Don't worry. We don't think there's an issue, but...
And they said anytime you're with us and on the boat or on a tour with us, out, off of the boat, you're in our company and we'll be sure that you're safe. And if you want to go off the boat on your own without being on a tour, then we'll have somebody on our crew go with you so that you'll know that you'll be safe.
Oh, wow.
So they took it very seriously. And even they had a... There was over 200 people on the boat. So they broke up the group in six different groups. And our tour guide emailed us before we left to let us know that she understood that she was taking it seriously and she would look out for us.
That's amazing.
So when we got there, I'll tell you, we felt absolutely no threat. Although Lynn and I were talking about this
morning.
To be fair,
if I saw you two coming, I would feel so threatened.
Yes. But you know, going with a tour company that's done this many, many times, they own their own ships. They are the people that work on those ships work under the direction of an American company.
Right.
So they're not really.
Every passenger on the ship was American, yeah. And they actually brought people from the United States in the tour business to train the people on that boat
okay.
on how what Americans like. So,
so we were in a bubble in
really
a way,
were in a very and, safe bubble there.
Yeah, we went out. We were out all the time, seeing great sights. But we were with tour guides, and I mean, we were learning stuff. That's the best way to do it, in my opinion,
right.
because you go out on your own, and you're going to spend 75% of your time traveling, figuring things out, where to eat, where to stay, where to walk across the street,
and trying to figure out what the history is. And we had people right. here that are trained or have PhDs in this, you know,
Russian art history. We were with her for 2 days.
What's the most interesting thing that each of you learned on your trip?
It's part of the Russian, some of the
Russian,
history about the Tsars. And
they have you have some wonderful photos. By the way, I took one of your photos for our Facebook event.
Oh, good.
I don't know if
good.
You noticed it.
the history of the Romanovs.
Yes.
And Catherine the Great. And
there wouldn't be so many great history art pieces saved for the world to see if Catherine the Great hadn't collected them. She had, the Hermitage is 5 buildings big, and it's many stories tall, and they're all connected by bridges. But we were there for 5 hours, and we probably saw 5% of what was there.
So she
collected it all because she had the money to do it, and she saved it for the world because a lot of it would have been destroyed during the war, you know, the
right.
two world wars.
In a way, it's a little, you know, there's 2 ways to look at it. It's a little obscene.
It was also obscene, right.
To take that much wealth and spend it on yourself. For fancy things.
And right. she always had to have a clock in the room because she believed that the clock was ticking, she was living. So she always had many clocks in every room that she had.
It's just fascinating stuff, gorgeous things to look at. I've been traveled a lot around the world. I've never seen anything like it. St. Petersburg
They
was,
had a summer palace and a winter palace. And
just like me.
Yes. And it's like, I can't even say how big it is.
A football field and a half long.
And probably 3 stories high.
Yeah.
And they took us in this tour of the palace, and this one room, the walls were gold.
Was that the amber room?
No, that was amber.
It was all amber.
Okay.
But a lot of gold.
And you know what amber is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, they kept that. But it was all gold. So the whole room, they had parquet floors and really beautiful floors, and we had to wear booties to go walk on these floors because they wanted to protect them. But everything was gold, and it's just it really was obscene how much gold and glitter and the crystal chandeliers and
paintings on the ceiling.
And then they took us to another room where they had like a dinner would look like if, you know, a state dinner or
yeah.
a party that they had. And there were so the dishes they had and all the silverware and all the stuff on the table. It's just like, it just how can you even do any? I mean, it just
it sounds amazing.
It was.
It is amazing. It's just hard to tell you everything that we saw about that.
Well, to the to our LGBT folks that are listening, what would you tell them if they were toying with the idea of making a trip?
I think
over?
You're safe if you go there and you don't take a flag and stand out on the corner and say, We protest what you're doing and gay rights and
maybe not safe to be
and
the
maybe,
protester
and
right
make
now.
Out on the make out on the street or something, you know. But
I don't really do that here.
I know. I mean, I think if you just behave the way I can't say.
You can't say that about me.
But it's safer, you know, like San Francisco or many cities. I feel safe walking down the street holding hands here.
Right.
But I don't know that I would do that. Well, we did do that in Russia because we were told that in Europe and Russia, it's very common for women to hold hands.
Oh.
They hook arms and they hold hands and they walk very close to each other, very intimately.
They said men can't do that, but women could. So.
Oh, we're back to gender roles.
Yes.
Yes, it is. But it's just the way women in Europe and Russia
right.
have always been. They've always had that kind of relationship.
So you had a bit of camouflage just because of the culture.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you just a funny thing about our paranoia, our slight paranoia going in. I had rainbow-colored ribbons on my suitcases just because I use it to identify them when they come off the thing.
And we had a rainbow strap.
We had a rainbow strap to put around our suitcase, but we did not use the rainbow strap, and we didn't use the rainbow ribbons. And we got off the plane and met up with the rest of our tour group, and there was an older couple there that had a set of 3 suitcases with them that they were pushing along, and they were all wrapped with big rainbow straps, but they had no clue. And, you know, they didn't.
Yeah, for them, it was just a rainbow.
It was just a rainbow strap.
Some people, it is just a rainbow.
But
cigar is just a cigar.
We were careful about those things. I don't think it would have made any difference.
No, I think we were in such a safe environment. We didn't really worry, ever.
And one more thing I want to talk about this. We had a lot of lectures and educational things going on the boat, and people could ask questions, and we were in them a couple of these where other passengers on the boat brought up gay and lesbian rights in Russia. We didn't ever mention it, but other people did. You know, there's always people that have kids and nephews and nieces and people. There's gay and lesbian people in everybody's family, pretty much. So our tour guide did a pretty good job of answering the question and sort of boiled it down. You know, Putin, and in Russia, they're only 23 years out of a Soviet system,
right.
So they have to kind of pick their battles. They got a lot of work to do. And the Russian people kind of like Putin. He's improved life for them a lot. And so when he says, you know, this gay and lesbian lifestyle isn't going to be good for our children that we're trying to educate here and bring them up, the people have kind of bought that for now.
Some people,
according to our guide, a lot of Russians buy that, and they're mm-hmm. fine with it, and they can move on. You know, they don't see it every day. They don't have Ellen on TV
right.
every day. They don't have an Elton John. They don't have it such
but
a
Elton
presence.
But Elton John goes there a lot.
But they don't have such a presence
right.
in their culture, I don't think. So it doesn't like bombard them like Modern Family. And we're just bombarded happily with all that.
Yeah. And the other thing
I
like
about
a certain
image of gay. Yeah. We're bombarded with a certain image.
We are.
Yep.
True. That's another
white
subject.
White male. Wealthy.
Another subject.
And the other thing on the ship, when we ate all our meals on the ship, and we ate with different people every time. They had big round tables, and we would just sit down, and people would join us. And, you know, a couple times people said, well, how long have you two been together?
You know,
like, we're not... I mean, we don't look like just two of them.
Right, you weren't just two nurses.
No, although we were one nurse, federal employee. So, you know, we were treated very well by everybody. And most of the crew, I would say, they knew that we were a couple. And I think that we were well treated by everybody on the ship. Everybody really accepted us.
As far as anybody else going out, I was telling Linda this morning, I just think it's totally personal choice because there is a... there are people who feel like we should boycott Russia. We should stay
right.
out of Russia if this is their policy. And that certainly is a personal choice. And you have to decide whether you yourself or you and one other person might make a difference. Or maybe you feel better about it if you just stay away from Russia because they're not behaving well.
Right.
But if you have if you think just being there and being, just your presence there is a small step in the right direction, and you're interested in fabulous history and fabulous art, then you should you should go to Russia.
And I also think the way things changed here in the United States is that we made it personal, and people came out and they
right.
out of the closet. And I think if gay and lesbian people went there and were themselves and behaved, you know, like not be outrageous, that's one way to win them over too. It's making it personal and being out and being who you are.
Well, I'd like to thank you both for coming on today. Linda's always here, but Barbara, thank you for
coming. You're welcome. You're welcome.
I think it's an important story to share, and I thank you.
Thank you for having us.
What is the name of the cruise company again, so people might...
It's Grand Circle Cruise Line.
Grand Circle Travel.
Yeah, or Grand Circle Travel.
The website is gct.com.
Folks will ask that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to take just a couple more minutes for our last pledge break. Then we will finish up with our community calendar. And then we're going to call it a show. Again, I'm Brent Husher here on 90.1 KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio.
And I'm Aaron Sherman.
We are both KKF volunteers and co-host of this edition of The 10th Voice. So I'd like to ask you, those first-time donors, I think if what you've heard is special to you, and even if it's not completely special, if it's something that's exciting and new and interesting, this is representative of what we do. Make a pledge. Give us a call at 888-931-0901.
Or kkfi.org.
Yeah.
And just want to specify that, you know, listeners like you make up the majority, as in 75% of our operating budget. So without listener support, we would not have this radio station.
We don't you don't hear commercial advertisements. We're not selling. You're not hearing every 10 minutes us trying to sell you something. An interesting fact, you know, only 1 in 10 listeners are a contributor. 1 in 10.
Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing. Well, and how did we come up with the name of the 10th Voice?
1 in 10.
1 in 10. Just think of all of us, our community, would just make a call right now in honor of KKFI and the 10th Voice. We would have some money.
That's right.
You know, I listen to KKFI, and I also listen to a couple other only listener-supported stations. And one thing I love, Brent, you brought it up. There's no commercials. Like, our commercials are...
It's underwriting.
15 seconds here, 30 seconds here, and then we're back to the program. And that's one thing I love about listener-supported radio is you don't have to sit through
four
or 5 minutes.
And underwriting is just people telling you that this company supports this radio station.
Right.
And it's not about selling anything.
Right.
So those of you who really support community radio and you support this idea of what the 10th Voice is doing and has been doing, you need to call. You need to call and pledge your support to the 10th Voice and to KKFI. You can call now at 888-931-0901. You can also go online.
Go online at kkfi.org. And when you call, please specify that you are giving to the 10th Voice. Like was mentioned earlier, you know, it's kind of like a competition between all of the shows here. And so if you specify that you're giving to the 10th Voice, that will ensure that we stay on the air. And when you give, you get something back.
Right.
If you give $90 or more.
On a credit card.
And I believe, Linda, correct me wrong, but this also counts for the people who want to give monthly, who want to give the sustaining gift. Okay, so if you give $90 or more, either at one time or spread out over 12 months, then you will get an official KKFI collector's T-shirt, and then that's for $90 or more. And Brent, what do they get at 150?
And at the 150 or more level, you will get to guest DJ a 1 hour show of music here on KKFI. But if the guest DJ and the T-shirt is what you want both of them.
You want both of them, then we are offering you a deal. And for $200 or more, you get both.
Get your credit cards out right now.
Get them out.
And you should go to KKFI.org and look at the T-shirt. It's quite interesting. It's free range.
You can also go to the 10th Voice Facebook page, and you'll see that as our banner picture right now, that logo. Okay, so give us a call. Give us your support. We're going to go ahead and spend just a few minutes on the community calendar, and then we're going to close out our show today. I'm Brent Usher.
I'm Aaron Sherman.
Let's listen to the community calendar.
Okay.
So the Out in Crossroads is still happening tonight. You're going to see lots of vendors and booths there. But really, this is to commemorate both LGBT History Month and National Coming Out Day. That's out at...
It's happening right in front of Hamburger Mary's.
Perfect. So tomorrow night... tomorrow afternoon at the Kansas International Film Festival at the Glenwood Arts Theater, there's a film playing called God Loves Uganda, and I think this will be really interesting to our local audience. It's from Academy Award-winning Roger Ross Williams. It documents the powerful and evangelical campaign to infuse American culture with the values of Americans' Christian great.
Can I add to that?
Yeah.
The guy who went to Uganda and started that. He's an American. He also was the one who talked to Putin, and is the reason why it's happening in Russia now.
And this is it's related to this International House of Prayer, IHOP, which is a Kansas City organization. So the things happening in Uganda have this direct correlation, like this anti-gay movement in other places. It has this local angle. And if you'd like to see that, go to the Kansas International Film Festival at Glenwood Arts tomorrow at 2:30. Next week on the 10th Voice, I will be back co-hosting with Elizabeth, and we're going to talk all about Kansas City LGBT history. There'll be a trolley tour, and we're going to talk a little bit about what's going to be on that tour. It's a benefit towards the Gay and Lesbian Archives of Mid-America. We're also going to talk about the Affordable Care Act and what that means to the LGBT community. So this week is a very gay week, though, beyond just getting to that.
And Crystal Warren. Did you say Crystal?
I didn't mention Crystal Warren. Please.
Crystal Warren will be at the Power and Light District tomorrow evening at 6 p.m.
And who is Crystal Warren?
Lovely woman.
She's a Kansas City singer-songwriter. She's moved to Paris and made it big. She's been on the Woman Song, and she's going to be on Mark Manning's show on Wednesday. But I've known her for a long time, so it's great music.
And a great person. So I'm going to go through this quickly. We have Outspoken Casey, Love and Marriage. This is at Unity, at the Unity Temple on the Plaza at 7 p.m. You've heard me talk about this for the last month. If you want to know more information, you can go to our community calendar, which is on kkfi.org on the 10th Voice page.
And make a donation while you're there.
Yeah, while you're there. On Tuesday at 7 p.m. at the UMKC Student Union, there's a screening of Gay Best Friend, a film from the LGBT Film Festival from the summer. We have a community forum on Wednesday at 7 at the Like Me Lighthouse for immigration for same-sex and binational couples. We have just 20 seconds now. I'd like to thank everyone listening to 90.1 KKFI Kansas City.